Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation. Martha and I are sitting here, and we're starting the kind of looking towards the New Year's. It's about to be 2022, and we've had a couple of very strange years here. 2020 was strange. 2021 was strange. And so we're looking towards 2022, and Martha just did a message about the meaning of one. And she was talking about the having Christ be our oneness, and Christ focusing on him as the one. But I was telling Martha that it is impossible for us to be one in oneness, in unity, harmonious, as the scripture Philippians 2:2 says, harmonious of mind and intention, full accord, in one purpose, of the same mind. It's impossible for us as a body to be in one mind without having all of our focus be on the one, on him as the one, as the sole purpose. He is the purpose. All you were mentioning this in the CD of the month. You were mentioning that, you know, he is our one purpose. He is the one life. He is the one plan. He is the one truth. He is the one way. He is the, unless we have him as that one purpose, way, truth, path, mind, agenda, we as a body cannot be unified. We can't be in harmony. We can't be in one accord. We can't be of one intention, because all of it has to come under him as the head. So I'd like to talk that through with you and kind of say how that oneness is going to reflect in the months and year to come.
The first thing that comes to me, John, is that we are called to be the friend of Jesus. We're called to follow the head and to think what, to find out what's in the head. So how can you achieve that relationship? And I think the easiest way in the world is to choose it.
Absolutely.
And choice. Pray your choice.
Absolutely.
Lord Jesus, take me into your counsel. He answers that, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Give me your mind. I want to be in your mind. I want, yeah, it's a surrender and it's a choice. Absolutely.
And we think of it as being some great leap that I don't know how to make, some thing that others get and I'm left out. No.
Or a terrible work you have to do.
Yes, it's so hard. It seems so hard to get there.
Right.
No, it's not. He does it. He has to do it all.
Exactly.
We cannot transform ourselves. He's already done that. We cannot make ourselves what he wants us to be, but he's already given us his nature.
Right, exactly.
And so we could sit right here and say, I choose this life, this woman, this man are talking about. I want to be the friend of Jesus. I've never known anybody or heard about this, that I could be his confidant and he could be my support, my personal relationship. The scripture uses the word partnership, which is deeper even than friendship.
Right.
That we are called to in partnership with Christ.
Yeah, it's a union.
It is a union.
It's a union life. I love that phrase, and we have there's a ministry that has that term, and they talk about the union life, and I love that phrase. And you know, my book, The Great Exchange, it talks about the unity and the union life, the life of Christ, and how he desires to bring that forth. It's not through our effort, which is blasphemy. He wants to express himself through us. So how do you see that expression is coming? What we've been talking about that in our body meeting, we've been talking about how Christ would like to manifest. We feel like, you know, he's bringing a unified purpose. So you want to talk about that?
Well, it started, John, some time ago when the Lord showed me, he spoke to me clearly. Here's this circle of 15 or so. And he said, this is not Martha and John's ministry. Mm-hmm. This is the ministry of this body of Christ.
Exactly.
And that shocked us all, I think, because mm-hmm. we didn't know how to be that. And the service of these people for one another is just phenomenal.
It
Even
is.
My children who just visit here are amazed
Absolutely.
At the mutual support that mm-hmm. we have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But God had to bring us into what he was asking of us.
Right.
Because we didn't know how to do that. But I let them know, I am not this ministry.
No.
This ministry is a body of people. This is a church. This is something God has put together.
Something organic.
Yes, living.
Living, organic, with multifacets in one focus mm-hmm. and one, and unity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, those are things he has given. But we are in need of all of them. This little group is in need of all of them. But
and it's been years. You prayed, you know, you prayed a long time, seven years?
Mm-hmm,
At least 7 years to see Body Life. And then we have had, since it started, we have had the working out and the playing out of that and the molding of that and how Christ wants to express that through us. And it's not been easy. It's been
life and death.
It has been life and death, but you know, it's been learning. We've had to come and submit and surrender and figure it out mm-hmm. in the way. The way is figuring out, you know, Christ is the way, and we've had to learn his way in us and how
yeah.
he wants to express that.
And he's worked strongly and beautifully in individuals.
Right.
All our growth does not take place at the church meeting.
No.
It takes place in our individual lives.
Absolutely.
But after some years of this letting Jesus build his church, I said, I want to know before I die. I want to see a church you build
mm-hmm.
and people that you transform, and he's been so faithful mm-hmm. to create that and to form it. We are, according to the New Testament, we are stones being fitted together.
Mm-hmm.
We're being chiseled so that we're going to be fitted together for the next life.
Right.
Not this one. We're going to be finished work for eternity. And it's going to be so wonderful because it is wonderful.
Right.
What we have now, though we're unfinished, is wonderful. And I was amazed how quickly this having one mind, when I began to see that was the calling and pray for it, it began to happen. And I was amazed that it was possible. But it is by the Spirit. Everyone has to be led of the Spirit and in personal relationship with Jesus, and it takes care of itself. It has its own life. Don't you think?
Absolutely. We had a Body Life just before the holidays, and we met together and just after we got back from our writing trip. And I'd like to talk about that too, because we had some really good things that happened during that trip. And actually, you know, one of the things that I'm writing has references and relates to this whole meaning of one. And but when we got back, there was just things that were very clear about the Bible study and about the direction of the ministry, and it just became very clear. And so I started to present what I was seeing, and it was kind of amazing that all of a sudden, people stood up as if they were already ready for that position.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened. I think mm-hmm. we had people that were already ready, and all as the authority, I guess all I had to do is
call for it,
and boom, they were there. Mm-hmm. And so,
but you cried out mightily to God for help.
Yeah,
we had a problem of publishing and needing to be publishing, and you cried out to God, and you couldn't see a solution.
I couldn't, but I begged him, and I knew something had to happen.
And only he could do it.
Yeah. But he got me to a point, you know, I've been praying for years, actually. But all of a sudden, I hit a point that I was just like, okay, this has got to be done now. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty shocked.
Mm-hmm. And ones were qualified and able who volunteered to do some of the work of editing. And
we hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.